Are you personally interested? Will you respond to the question? Because there's no doubt that Jesus is a king in every aspect of the word. The first reading from Daniel says that the Son of Man, which is the title that Jesus takes for himself more than any other throughout the Gospels, the Son of Man receives dominion, glory, and kingship, and all peoples, nations, and languages will serve him. The responsorial psalm says that as king, robed in majesty, his decrees are worthy of trust. And the reading from Revelation for today, notice that it's mostly a series of titles for Jesus, describing him and his kingdom. In four verses, we hear 15 titles: Christ, faithful witness, firstborn of the dead, ruler of the kings of the earth, the one who loves us, the one who has freed us from sins, the one who has made us into a kingdom and priests, the one who is coming amid the clouds, the one whom every eye will see, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lord God, the one who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Those are 15 beautiful ways to pray with our King and his kingdom. If you're ever struggling with how to pray to Jesus, those are great titles to pray with. Or just trying to figure out who Jesus is, those are great titles to pray with. He's the King of Kings. And the reason is because he's the only one who's ever conquered the ultimate enemy, death. And then Revelation says that this ruler of kings, who has conquered even death, loves us and has freed us from our sins, which is what leads to death. So if we return to the question from the gospel that Jesus poses to us, will you accept me as king in your life and king of your heart? Then our other readings instruct us that he's no honorary king or king in name only. If we accept his kingship, then he'll demand obedience. He'll demand submission. In the book of Revelation, when the beloved disciple John sees his old friend, the risen Jesus, he doesn't rush up and give him a hug. First thing he does is fall flat on his face in humble obedience. And then the risen and glorious King of Kings raises him up in mercy and love. How complete a subject are we to our King? Did you come here to church on your own, or did others tell you about him? Pilate retorts, "I'm no Jew." What he means is, "I'm no subject. I have no king." You and I tend to bristle at the same thing, right? I'm free. I'm not a slave. But that's not exactly true either, is it? Every single one of us is a slave to any number of things. Anyone eat too much over the past few days? Or intending to eat too much this week? Anyone experience a passion getting the better of you in the past week? Anyone experience physical limitations? I remember some time back helping my dad move cows to a new field, and at one point they were charging all around us. And I remember very vividly getting the feeling of my own physical mortality. My physical limitations. Anyone experienced spiritual limitations this week? will never be self-sufficient. And if you can find another king, a medical breakthrough or a technological breakthrough, etc., that can conquer sin and death in your life, let me know. Otherwise, we're just rebelling and rejecting our one and only true king. I believe it's sometimes helpful to think clearly about what I'm accepting when I reject Jesus. If we refuse the absolute kingship of Jesus, and he will not accept half a submission, then what is our alternative? Many people in our technological society seem to think that they have a real alternative. They think that technology, wealth, power enable them to be their own king. But that's the lie of Adam and Eve. God didn't create us to be kings and queens. He created us to be subject to his kingship. And then we find ourselves lifted up to rule over his creation in his name. But like John, we have to fall on our faces in humble submission first. Every truth of the faith that we refuse, that's a refusal of Christ the King. In American society, if I break one law, I can't argue in my defense all the other laws that I keep. I get prosecuted on the one law that I break. In our faith, we shouldn't let ourselves be content with being cafeteria Catholics. Jesus is a unique king in the sense that in this life, he leaves us free to choose him or not to choose him. We're free in this life to be cafeteria Catholics. But when we're called to leave this life for the next, no one gets into the kingdom without submitting in totality to the king. And the reason he demands such total giving is not only because he knows it's good for us, but also because he gave himself totally to us first. We're called to complete submission to him because he first submitted himself completely to us. So here's the homework for the week. Advent begins next Sunday. That's our time to prepare for the coming of the King. I challenge everyone here, every parishioner, to resolve this week to come to a weekday Mass at least once during Advent. Lourdes has them in the early morning. Newman has it at noon. Sacred Heart has them in the evening. Use them as opportunities to grow in submission to our King.